That's a peach, son. Oh, dolly, I'm hot today.
Folks, it's very simple. You just keep saying no, and you just keep giving these tyrants, these motherfucking scumbags, as much guff, as much hassle as you can until they learn to. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. We've been taking too much shit out here for too long. That's for damn sure. You guys want the Great Reset? It's the last time. A couple Great Resets when I was a kid. Yeah, when the doctor was resetting my fucking nose. That was a Great Reset. Maybe that's the Great Reset we have to usher in. When you get your fat mouth or your nose punched right in the honker, that's a Great Reset. You go to the doctor after you get the bleeding to stop. Just let me set that for you here. That's a Great Reset. I'm all for that Great Reset. So we'll keep an eye on these truckers. I'm digging it, man. And I've been watching. You know, I was hoping the one in Australia would kick in. But, you know, and it's going to cause, and it is causing a lot of problems. It's causing problems in this household. One of my sons, he's waiting on an order, okay, for a hockey team. Shirts and socks and pants and stuff for a hockey team. It comes out of Athletic Knit, okay, in Canada. And it's not coming. So he's got a hockey team he's involved with from a, you know, coaching standpoint. These guys are skating around like hobos. And the folks at Athletic Knit, massive fucking company, massive company, saying, we can't do anything, man. We put it on a truck. We don't know where it's at. It's sitting somewhere, and it's not coming to you anytime soon. There's problems up here. And so it not only affects what's going on in Canada, it affects the business cross-border. So those truckers, they're working together, and we got to start working together too. These guys have gotten away with too fucking much. I don't even give a shit. If they want to lift these restrictions or whatever, I don't even care, okay? We still got to stay in their face, plain and simple. Things are heating up again at the school boards. And I said to you before, these guys don't even, they don't listen to any laws. A judge says, hey, you can't force people to wear masks. A judge says, hey, you can't force employees to get vaccinated. These guys don't give a fuck. The corporations are running the show. They don't care. The school boards, the governor in Virginia writes an executive order saying this. No more masks in schools. School boards say, fuck you. Who do you think you are? Oh, I'm the governor. Who do you think you are? Oh, I'm on the school board. New York State Supreme Court says no more masks in schools. Governor says, fuck you. U.S. Supreme Court says no more vaccine. Vaccine. That sounds good. I can get behind that. No more Maxine Waters. We certainly don't need to be mandated any Maxine. The Supreme, let's try it again. See if my brain and my mouth can work together. The U.S. Supreme Court says no vaccine mandate. And the White House says, fuck you. We'll do what we want. Corporations say, fuck you. We'll do what we want. Maybe it's time for you to say, fuck you. We'll do what we want. You ever think of that? It's goddamn. I mean, the colonists, right? Taxation without representation. That was over like a 4%, proposed 4% tax from the British over tea. That's what I was drinking when we first went on air. A cup of hot tea, the secret to a week-long strong voice, I'm finding. 4%? What are they taxing you at? 45, 55, 60%? And that's just the taxes you know about. That's not when you rent a car. That's not when you go to a restaurant. It's just taxes. I mean, it's just fucking tax. No taxation without representation, folks. Plain and simple. So we're going to keep an eye on that trucking thing. We're going to get into some school board videos. There's so much to cover tonight. I'm psyched to be here. I had my own revelation. I have to work these things out. You know, Robert Craig got into a spiff with Eric Clapton over the vaccine stuff. Now, I like Eric Clapton, and I like Robert Cray. So I said, I'm not going to play any more fucking Robert Cray. Fuck that. Decided, fuck that. It's like I called it the other day, the Neil Young home game. It's endless. It's a vortex. You can't get involved in this cancel culture. And sometimes we're so prone to it. We're going to boycott this. Okay, that's cool. That's something you spend your money on. I'm for that. But as far as music and things like that, Neil Young just tried to pull that shit, right? And making fun of him. I can't do the same fucking thing. Otherwise, I wouldn't play Bruce Springsteen. We play him on here occasionally. We just played some Benatar. That's from Grateful Girl. That's a request. And she does this thing every day. It's the craziest thing. She, on Pain.tv, she breaks down every single show every day. And she timestamps everything by subject matter, and she puts it on Pain.tv for all the folks. I mean, it's fucking crazy. And people say, does she work for you, or what's going on? No, she doesn't. She's fantastic. I mean, detailed stuff. Every subject I talk about, and it shows you just the wild ride you're on listening to the show. It's like he talks about childhood, and then he attacks this person. It's just, and I like looking at it because I don't remember everything I say on here. You talk, and you get into a zone and stuff. And folks like to zip around. There's no ads on here on Pain.tv, so they zip around and they use Grateful Girl's guide. So she said she wants to hear some Pat Benatar. Okay, you got it. They work in some more Benatar. So fucking, I'm playing Robert Cray. That's the way it is. As I know I'm going to hear from you. You said you'd never play Robert Cray again. You turncoat. I hear you. I hear you. What are you supposed to do? You know? We'd be sitting around listening to fucking Tiny Tim if we applied this to everybody. Cancel culture. I like Robert Cray. He'll have to work out his differences with Eric Clapton. But Clapton has hooked him up big time. You'd like to see people be a little bit more grateful than that. Like we are with Grateful Girl. So, how about some Jimmy Vaughn, some Dengue Woman Blues? If you got bitten by one of those monkeys out there in Danville, PA, those CDC monkeys, you might be playing some Dengue Woman Blues. Dengue Fever Blues. School boards, a couple videos have come out. Also, getting back to the subject of they don't listen to anything, these tyrants, these bureaucrats, school boards. School boards? Who the fuck do you people think you are? Remember all the right moves? Remember Georgievich? He says to his coach, this guy gets a scholarship here, this guy gets a scholarship there. He's talking to his coach, who he has a problem with. He's been kicked off the team. Craig T. Nelson is the coach. He says, who are you? Who are you to act like God? You're just a typing teacher. It's just such a gray line. Who the fuck are these people? You're just on the school board. Now we're going to play some video from Loudoun County, Virginia. Loudoun School District. You can't believe these fucking robots. The people in the crowd, it's like a regular crowd. It's a big crowd, right? But the people in the school board, on the dais, so to speak, they're all separated by each of these guys. They're separated by plexiglass, and then you have plexiglass in front of them. You know what they look like? The only thing missing is the phone. Each one. Like when you're visiting an inmate. They're all separated and segregated by plexiglass. The school board. Maybe it's bulletproof. I don't know. The way the crowd. Maybe that's what it's for. Maybe it has nothing to do with COVID. It has to do so no one chokes out their fucking wrinkled asses. I'm serious. Now that makes more sense. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because this crowd is fired up. Let's go to the videotape. I just thought of it. I was like, is this for COVID? No, it's for their own safety.
My beautiful 6-year-old kindergarten daughter asked to come with me today to see the people who are forcing her against her will and mine to wear a mask. Mr. Ziegler, right there, I have a question for you. Do you know her name? Mr. Marshall, were you there when she was born? Mr. Hoyler, were you there when she got on the school bus for her first day of kindergarten? Mr. Morse, do you know that she has trouble pronouncing her SP syllables? Mr. Sorokin, did you know wearing a mask is contributing to my daughter's LCPS's speech services? Of course you don't know any of this, yet you feel that you have the right to mandate a medical decision for my child. And you feel so strongly about this that you are willing to break an executive order to do it. And not only that, but you are bullies. You are actually sending students to the office, sending them home, and or segregating them for mask non-compliance. Shame on you. You do not have the right to make medical decisions for my child. This is my child, not yours.
Thank you.
I want my child to learn to communicate. She needs the option to not wear a mask during these incredibly important first years of her education. Start listening to parents. Follow EO2 exactly like you followed all of Northam's EOs.
That's what I'm talking about. We got to step it up after that one. We can't go back to the... There's a riot at the school board. Call the FBI. Get them down there. There's some mad parents. Get the hostage team. Get all the guns. Saddle up. Stage up. Get to the school board meeting. fucking FBI. We need to investigate these parents. They're paying for this and getting shit in return.
These parents, they need to learn their place.
That's what I'm talking about. That's the kind of situation I'm talking about. Go play a little white riot. Let's go back to the videotape. Same school board meeting. This is what I'm talking about. You can't even make this up.
Soaring 85-degree temperature, restricted access to water, limited lunch breaks, escorts to separate bathrooms, no in-person learning, and threatened removal from Bible study. No, this is not a scenario from the 1950s-era segregated school classroom. This all happened yesterday and today at Woodgrove High School and was personally experienced by our two daughters, who many other brave students joined, decided to exercise their choice to not wear a mask per Governor Youngkin's executive order number 2. Welcome to the new civil rights battle.
Yeah, so these geniuses have come up with a great idea. Let's treat the kids like prisoners. Let's segregate them, isolate them from the... Oh, you don't want to wear a mask? Okay, we'll put you in a different cell block of the school. That's Virginia. See, this is how these geniuses are so fucking bright. The folks who are guiding the education of your kids. So you know what? We'll turn our own school into a prison. It's already an intellectual prison. Let's just make it a physical prison too. Oh, but that would only happen in Virginia, right? I don't think so. Let's go back to the videotape. This is in New York.
Nobody locks my kid in a goddamn library. This is not a detention camp. This is an educational facility. Look me in the eye then. Don't just sit here and look at your phone.
Chris, do you know?
I need to get my daughter. I don't know. What library was my kid in? Because nobody locks my kid in a fucking library in the main office.
Where's the main office right here?
Go left.
Interrupting all programs. Your living room, cashing in the Bill of Rights, Cuban army surplus or refusing of the lights. This is Radio Clash on Pirate Satellite. Yeah!
That's what I'm talking about, man. No one locks my kid in a fucking library. Start getting in people's fucking faces, man. I tell you, you know, my wife was like, when I met her, she was really like, she still is, Mason, kind of like mousy, you know, just a really fantastic human being. First time, after about 15 years with me, she started saying, you know what, man, it's not wrong. I'm going to go tell that person what I think. I'm like, yeah, do it. She comes back and says, man, that feels really good. Oh, man. I felt really bad for the first person she tuned up verbally, because I said, this woman, it's the first time she's ever done that in her life. She had a lot of pent-up frustration from having to swallow crap. You got it. People, I'm uncomfortable with confrontations. You better figure it out. They're not uncomfortable stealing from you, ripping you off. Little Radio Clash. Gotta be that way, man. I think about punk rock. You think about punk rock. That's the attitude we got to have, man. You got to reach back. These young kids in the United States and in the UK and all throughout the world. Fuck you. Fuck you. What comes around goes around. It worked. And we got too damn civilized. And everybody got too nice. Except for the people that steal from you and lock you away and lock your kids. the equivalent of locking your kids up in a prison cell. That's the way minimum security prisons are run. FCI, Federal Correctional Institute, Level 2. When you are convicted of a crime, that's the same type as a situation. You go to different places. Not necessarily like the prisons you see on television, like fucking Alcatraz. It's like a school. And you're not allowed to go in certain rooms. And you're not allowed to mingle with certain populations of inmates. That's what they're doing. You kids go to the library, and you could see it. The Virginia mom, 85 degrees. What is this, fucking Miami Vice? Where's Crockett and Tubbs? 85. Some fucking genius said, oh, let's turn up the fucking heat like Cool Hand Luke. Let's put Paul Newman in the fucking hothouse. On the chain gang. Put the kids in the library and crank up the fucking heat. What? Yeah, you better hide behind that fucking plexiglass. You got some, I mean, some bird brain, some mental midget said, you know what? We should put him in the room and we should sweat him out. Yeah. Those are the people who charge your kids when you're breaking your ass to pay the fucking school taxes. You can't make that up. Oh, man. This is what you're up against. These kind of tyrants, they'll use your kids as political pawns, and then they sit there and they pretend like they have their best interests in mind. Get the fuck out of here. See, I'll play a little Bruce. Dude's got some good tunes. I mean, what can you do about it, right? He has the brain of a pine cone, but he's got some good tunes. Do we have any more videos left? I fucking love this show tonight. I love it. Well, we have one. Oh, Jesus, God almighty. I thought we could get through. Marie Albanese tomorrow. I think that's on. I've been avoiding her all week because I like to make sure that she's not talked out. We haven't talked things out any times before she comes on here, so. I've been the Iceman. So she will be here tomorrow. And I thought we could get through today's show without this guy, but we can't do it. You know who I'm talking about. Fuck. Listen to the insanity of this. I don't even have to introduce it. It's so insane. At this point, I think he's just laughing at us. I think he's laughing at us. Go to videotape.
Doctor, the FDA revoked the emergency use authorization for Regeneron and Eli Lilly COVID-19 antibody treatments, saying they're unlikely to work against Omicron. After the decision, Florida announced it's closing its monoclonal antibody sites. Talk to us about that decision. What about people who have COVID but not Omicron?
Well, if you look in the United States, about 99% of the isolates are Omicron. So it would be extremely unusual for someone to still have a lingering Delta infection right now. I think a month or two ago, that was different when Omicron was replacing Delta. But now, if you look at the isolate throughout the country, they're very, very high. I mean, literally close to 100% of the isolates now are Omicron. And that's the reason why the FDA made that decision, since these two monoclonal antibodies don't work against Omicron, that it would not be a good idea to administer to anyone, because all you'll have is the risk of a potential adverse effect with essentially no benefit from the actual therapeutic effect. There is a monoclonal antibody, sotrovimab, that actually does work against the Omicron. And that's a monoclonal antibody made by GSK.
Sometimes it's like someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch valley through the middle of my skull.
That's what I feel like every time I hear this idiot. Someone took a knife, edgy and dull, and cut a six-inch valley through the middle of my skull. Jesus. This fool just said everything we've been saying on here for a year plus about the vaccines. That's why they do it on purpose. They're like laughing at you. Oh, we took this off the market. You know what happened? You know why they took it off the market? The monoclonal antibodies? Listen to this scam. It was from one research paper. It wasn't peer-reviewed. It wasn't. And it was written by somebody in the NIH who they won't identify. They cooked up their own research. When they can't pay off these corrupt medical journals to do their dirty work, they just do it themselves. This is a cabal, a cartel. And now they take another weapon to fight this off the board. It's a fucking, these guys are criminals, plain and simple. And I tell you, it's beyond sad. It's beyond sad. Well, I try to work in Russell Brand. Well, he got bumped last night, the video at the end, because we went so long. We've been rocking and rolling. What? Say rock and roll. I'm sorry. I've been sitting here about half the night. I'm gonna fill my cup up. Said I came here to waste some time. I think I'm gonna jump up. I'm singing, I'm dancing most every night. I want to do that with you, babe. Bottoms up. After a week of Fauci clips and listening to this maniac pontificate, it might be bottoms up after I talk to Maria tomorrow. Might have to dust off the mezcal and work my way to the worm. I go from one worm, Fauci, to another one. He should be at the bottom of a... Anyway, gang, just kidding.